This is Raccoon City, and I'm your host, Katie. I'm so happy you're here. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and enjoy some awesome music. Gorgeous, stunning, beautiful, awesome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio station from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquim, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. You can stream online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome. This is Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie, and I'm so happy and excited to be here on this wonderful, fine Tuesday afternoon. Welcome. It's been a while. What have I been up to? I went on a huge trip, just been like, you know, chilling and vibing and so on. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm so happy you're here. Today we're going to be listening to... Oh, we're going to be listening to a lot of Yes Tumar because, I don't know, for some reason, like, I have a craving for it right now. And, like, this doesn't happen often, but I love it. And then we're also going to jump into some icons of the 70s. Just some absolute divas that I've been listening to. And we're also going to be listening to just all around really awesome music. Oh, and I'm going to be talking about a few local music festivals that are happening in June in Calgary and Vancouver. So definitely stick around to hear about those because they're really awesome and very cool. And yeah, just listening to some overall amazing, cool music. First of all, we're going to listen to some Yes Tumar because I'm just obsessed with him right now. I don't know what's happening. I don't know why, but like, it's so delicious to my brain. And I will be playing their most popular songs just because they're good, just because they're awesome. I'll come back and talk about it in just a second. For now, here is God is a Circle by Yes Tumar.
Of my heart that I can't show. still don't even know. Yeah, I wander around, I just feel like I know. Loving you, it hurts sometimes, but I can't help it, cause it makes me feel lost.
To depend on me. If you say you love me and like your happiness only depends on me, it might not be true love. Maybe there's something in me that you want, but you think it's love, it's not love.
Magic.
gorgeous, absolutely stunning, like tens all across the board, like just like absolutely fantastic, like gorgeous, stunning sound. I love that. I absolutely love that. That was just Kerosene by Yeastumar on their album Heaven to a Tortured Mind. Let me fact check that. Yes, Heaven to a Tortured Mind. Gorgeous. Love it. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio station from Simon Fraser University, and you are listening to Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie. I'm here every single Tuesday. So gorgeous, so fun, so cool. I was just playing Yeastumar, and I've seen them live before. I think it was 2022. It was either late 2022 or early 2023. Fantastic live performance. I've never seen such confusing instruments ever in my entire life. And honorable mention to Chris Garrietti. He's the guitarist for Yves and was the guitarist like for the tour, and just an absolutely amazing performer, musician. Everything about that performance, by the whole team of Yeastumar, but also just specifically Chris Garrietti. It's G-R-E-A-T-T-I. Garrietti? Sorry, Chris. Stunning, gorgeous, amazing. And seeing the actual like live performance of Kerosene, like I think like changed, like it just, the way you listen to the song is so amazing. And also I just watched the music video. Warning, very graphic, but it's really cool, and I really did unpack so many layers of that song and also the whole album. It was really interesting, I think. Well, to me, you're allowed to have a different perspective. But yeah, all around stunning, gorgeous, beautiful, amazing work by the whole team here. Love it. Amazing. And also I was playing some songs from Yves' most recent album, which was, I think, 2 years ago, but still, it was pretty good. Yes, I did play their most popular songs, but they're popular for a reason. It's because they're good, okay? And there is a plethora amount of unbelievably amazing sound and just all around craveable audio within a lot of Yeastumar's work and albums and sound. So I highly recommend going and listening if you haven't already. And if you have, we can high five and talk about it because it's delicious. I hope you'd agree. It's amazing. I really enjoy it. Anyway, we're gonna slow down a little bit. Just because I have some weird, freaky, kind of housey, jazzy kind of music right now. Because then we're going to jump into the 70s icons. And once we go there, there's no going back. You know what I mean? Oh, and I was also going to talk about, you know what? I'll save that for later. Right now, here is Turtle Jazz by Dublin and Sunflower. Thank you.
DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
Come join us for Slumber Party, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
You'll hear female artists, oversharing, and research on health, psychology, and identity.
Hope to see you there.
so fun, so cool. Oh no! That happens sometimes when I forget to pause the song and it just plays and I'm like, oh, that's so cool. Nobody's perfect, guys. And you know what? It's all part of the awesome, fun part of life is that it's not perfect and it's not meant to be perfect and it never will be. So why try to make it, you know? This is CJSF 90.1 FM and you are listening to Raccoon City every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. That was just, I just played All Night? By Deathly Chill. It's a single. And, did I say this is Raccoon City and I'm your host, Katie? I love that song just because, like, the way the title is All Night like it's so delicious, and the way that it's just a simple beat throughout with like fun tones and like just like minimal vocals, like it's like literally the only vocals are All Night repeatedly, and it's such a fun sound. And Deathly Chill is a Canadian artist. She's from Vancouver. Love my Vancouver female Canadian artists. What I was going to talk about in the middle that I don't think I'm going to talk about anymore was that I went to Japan and it was really cool and really awesome, but I feel like I'm going to talk about that next week because, like, that's a lot of, there's a lot of stuff, and like yes, it was cool, yes, it was awesome, but I have a lot of other stuff that is also really cool and really awesome. So I think I'll save my Japan info and commentary and music and sound for next week. Anyway, this week I've been all over the place. I've been traveling not just to Japan, but I've been traveling to like the Okanagan and into like different towns that I'm not usually living in. Like, for the month of May, I've been home in my blissful, peaceful home, like my house, probably 3 days or 4 days this whole month. I don't know why May like is causing me to be outside of my heart and soul home, but it has, but that's okay. It's fine. I've been doing really cool, fun, awesome stuff that's causing me to be outside. And you know what? That's good for the soul. So we should do that. But on my journeys along these different travels that I've been to across the world and very close by, I've been going to a lot of these little tiny thrift stores. Not Value Village, because like actually Value Village like makes me really viscerally angry. But I've been going to a lot of other thrift stores and I've been finding epic vinyls. Okay, so backstory, I'm working on my vinyl collection and it's been really fun and cool, and I have been working hard. And so I was at the thrift stores in the Okanagan and I found, guys, so much Barbra